John Schuster, skip of the men's U.S. Olympic curling team that won the gold in South Korea, is from Minnesota, as were the rest of his members of the team. He now joins us by phone somewhere on his way to the next curling tournament. Welcome to the Roadhouse, John Schuster.
Thanks for having me.
Well, John, you were Minnesota-born, Chisholm native. Now you're living across the bridge, but the Duluth Curling Club is on the map. You guys won gold in South Korea. Congratulations to Team Schuster. And what a wild ride, John. Take us inside the last month or so.
It started where, you know, we left on February 2nd for Japan, and then went headed over to Sapporo, Japan there for a week, kind of get acclimated and practice over there, because you know what happens, you know, all dealing with jet lag, important to get over there a little bit early. But actually in Korea, we weren't able to practice in the venue until 2 days prior to our competition. So we tried to stay there as long as possible so we could, have as few days of non-practice as possible between our camp, or between the last time we threw rocks and the first time we get to throw rocks actually in the Olympic venue. And yeah, and then got to South Korea and did opening ceremonies and watched our teammate Matt and his sister play mixed doubles, and then got to work and won our first game, but then kind of ended up having a little bit of a slow start, and then away we went.
Well, John, of course,
and onto the gold medal, and then the craziness that followed.
That's right. We're all, I think, familiar with the win, the Team Sweden. But early on, you struggled. Like you mentioned, you had a slow start. You dropped 5 of 6. You were in a must-win situation. Did you guys come together and just say, that's it? We've had enough. We're going to win from here on out. Was there a moment that just captured the winning spirit for you for the rest of the tournament?
You know, I think we actually just decided that, one, we were going to be the best versions of ourselves that we built ourselves to be over the last 4 years together. And and go out there and enjoy doing that. And when we decided to do that, we also decided that, we were 2-4, but if we won our last 3 games, we were pretty much guaranteed that we could be in some kind of tiebreaker scenario or right into the semifinals. One of the other talks that our coach had with us was, right now nobody's going to tell us when our tournament ends. The tournament will end when we decide it's going to end. And that was one of our mantras, along with being out there and just enjoying the experience with each other and being the best versions of ourselves. And that's kind of what carried us, to the big turnaround there.
That's right. You're masters of your own destiny. And now it would appear perhaps the most famous curlers on earth for a sport that has been sort of in and out of the headlines, John. Now, and you've been there all along. You've been with the sport since a youth. And can you tell us how curling has sort of captured the spirit and the imagination of the Olympics and what the surge in the sport is experiencing right now?
Yeah, actually, I started curling right as curling became an Olympic sport. And as a kid, like many kids in our country, we're enthralled by the Olympics. And I remember going and watching Olympic trials, and they were actually in Duluth in 1997 for the 1998 Games. And I curled for maybe a small year and watched that, and I was like, I think this is something I could do. And that kind of opened eyes for me. And curling was much smaller. I think we had half the membership in our country that we do now. But it was maybe a little bit bigger of a competitive sport back then than it became for a little while there. But that was where it started for me. And I've, practiced my butt off and went to camps and developed as a kid. And yeah, when I got to college, that's when things started happening, and I got on some really good teams at the right times. It's been a fun ride, and seeing curling growing in our country to the point now where, every single full game was being shown during the Olympics. For 1998, they'd show the last couple shots of a few ends of a few games. So it's been a big progression for our sport and our country.
Yeah, nail-biting action in that final game with the Swedes. And seemed like the big break was in the eighth with that 5-point hammer. Talk about that moment, John. What were you thinking when that happened?
I mean, it was just a proud moment for me, because it was something that we could kind of see coming and feel coming, and then throughout that end, kind of could feel it building and see it building, and knew we just needed some half shot out of those guys to open the door, and and we got that, and we, you know, our team played a great end and made that last shot, and yeah, it was really just a satisfaction of a lifelong journey for all of us, and a four-year long journey together, and I could just, like, I think it probably looked in my face, just wow, like this was it, so pretty cool.
Yeah, inspiring, John. And like you say, a lifelong sport. You've been with it since a young man. Your medals and trophy case must be about full now. It seems like you guys have won a lot of nationals, took home a bronze in 06, and now it's the gold. What's the difference there? What's that gold medal feel like versus all the other championships you've won?
Well, you know, those other championships and stuff get recognized, you know, within the curling circles. But even the bronze medal was, you know, being the lead on that team, like the, you know, kind of the front guy that's not the big, you know, Pete Benson was kind of the name of U.S. This is definitely different. A bronze medal or any national championships I ever won never got us out on the ice throwing out an opening puck at an NHL outdoor game or ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Crazy. So
yeah.
we've been having a lot of fun with it, so.
And I've been following you on Twitter. You're great. You're prolific. You blew up the Twittersphere during that tournament back in Pyeongchang, and you must have seen some amazing tweets from your fans. What's anything memorable you skimmed from your Twitter? What were the fans saying?
You know what? It was fun because I think social media was kind of one of our downfalls in 10 and 14, and this one was definitely different. It was, even before we started winning, we just felt like we had a lot more fun with it because we had a really close friend of ours that was running our team account and our own personal accounts. It was just a lot of fun. I think some of the more fun stuff after, for me looking through the tweets and those kind of things, were, you know, people saying like I was wrong about John Schuster kind of thing, like people that have been chirping me for years and years. So like that kind of stuff for me was I enjoyed and made sure I liked a few of those tweets and told had some fun with it. So. Yeah, but it was fun. Mr. T was awesome. We've been having a lot of fun with the guys from KFAN down in the city. So it's, we've had some fun for sure with social media.
Well, we're talking with John Schuster, skip of the U.S. Men's Olympic Curling Team, gold medal team. Finally, got the gold for Team USA and Minnesota, especially featured here. What do you think? The timing of this, you know, of course, the Vikings had just let us all down. We're sort of that snake-bitten state. And so how big a win was this gold medal for the state of Minnesota?
Well, it was one of many that we got there in a few days at the end of the Olympics between Jesse Diggins and the cross-country skiing and a women's hockey team, who I think had nine residents of Minnesota. And then for that four of the five from our team being Minnesota people was, it was a lot of fun. And, fun to be a part of it, and granted, I live on the wrong side of the bridge. I still consider myself a Minnesotan.
Yeah, and I bet things are hopping at the Duluth Curling Club lately.
Oh, they're always hopping at the Duluth Curling Club. It's we have a very active club, and it's been it's just been fun to share it with all those members, and those people were our friends and people that we hung out with and rubbed elbows with. Whether before we won a gold medal, and they'll be there after, and they'll be there down the road. So we have a lot of fun in it. Which I can say, honestly, a lot of the curling clubs heading all around the state, whether it's up the shore, going up your guys' way, and, you know, heading down to the cities, everybody's having a great time curling now, and especially with a lot of new interest. So.
Well, and it would appear that, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, kind of a hotbed for curling. Midwest can claim this sport. Why is that? What do you think correlates between Minnesota nice and curling being such a state sport?
Exactly what you said. I think that, you know, the spirit of the game and sportsmanship, camaraderie, and that is well ingrained in curling, and that's what we see a lot. I think in the upper Midwest, there's people with, you know, similar very, very similar values to curling. So it's a pretty good match, and I think that's why we see a lot of curling clubs in the upper Midwest, and obviously our cold winters and access to ice and the ability to make ice without it costing too much is probably one of those factors as well. But but I think for sure that our mentality of Minnesota and the upper Midwest meshes very well with our curlers' mentality.
Well, John, it's only been a couple, 3 weeks since your gold medal victory. Do you think it's settled in yet? Are you sort of still on that on that bus. You got a lot of press. You're all over the nation now. What's happening for the next few weeks for you to to sort of settle back down to life as usual?
There's not settling back down to life as usual in the foreseeable future here. Going to be one more tournament in April, but you know, between that, we have our charity event we run next week, a few of the members of our team and our curling club, and then, yeah, it's a lot of appearances and fun opportunities. Like, you know, for Sunday and Monday here, we're going to be being recognized and doing stuff with the Timberwolves in the Wild, and the Twins, and I think doing stuff with the Twins going forward and the Vikings. And it's just a lot of fun, and we're going to roll along, and yeah, maybe someday I'll settle back into a little bit more of a normal around here with our family, but we're going to kind of enjoy this whole weekend.
Well, that's great that life will never be the same, and for the better. John Schuster finally won gold, and here's, you know, kind of inside the mind of John Schuster. You're going up against the Swedes. These guys, they looked really good. And how much of you is in autopilot, just sort of doing this 20 years? You know your stride. You know what to say. You know what to do. And how much of this is reacting to the competition? You know, you guys got a long frame, 10 ends, two-hour game. Where do you rest and where do you get active?
You know, we're very comfortable playing against all the teams that we've played against them many times. And, you know, we actually had a pretty good record against the guys from Sweden over the last couple of years. I think heading into that game, we were 4-1 in our last five times playing them. So, you just have to focus your energy on focusing on doing all the little things that got you there and make you a great team. And, yeah, and that's kind of where our focus was. And, yeah, there's a bit of autopilot to it, but, you know, we're trying to be intentional with all the things that we do because, you know, if we got to that point by being intentional and doing those things. And that's exactly what our team strive to do every time we take the ice.
Is curling always so intensely competitive, or did the Olympics sort of really spin that? The international stage and the lights and the cameras, and it just seemed like, boy, this is the smaller Bonspiels and local tournaments got that same level of intensity?
No, but. Competitive does, like our national championships and world championships, for sure, all have that mentality. Because again, we give up a lot to do what we do, so you gotta bring that intensity out there.
Right. Well, and like any sport, it seems to have a language of its own. You know, you've got stones and ends. And what are some of your favorite expressions unique to curling?
Like a hack and hog line. It makes no sense. It's kind of fun. Yeah, even the house at the end. Yeah. It's a big target. We call it the house. It's all the curling terminology is kind of laughable. But those are definitely a few of my favorites.
Okay. And endorsements, book deals, movies, what's in that realm? Do you have an agent now and a manager and all of those glamorous items?
We do now have an agent. So, yeah, we're open to, obviously. We need somebody to organize their life for one. Hopefully, we're going to be able to, make a living going around curling and spreading our sport with people and, you know, hopefully, you know, building and, you know, we can't do this again in 4 years.
Have you quit your day job yet, John?
I never really had a day job, so nice. I work part time at Dick's Sporting Goods, and that allows me to pay for part of my kids' daycare and that kind of stuff, but. I mostly stay at home with kids, but no, I don't really stay at home much. So
nice, and the family's on board for the journey. It's seems like you have a special family that shares in this glory.
We do. We have this is a journey we all take together. So when it becomes something that isn't something we want to do, that's when it'll be time to move on. Start helping our kids chase their dreams. So.
Well, John, something I had saw in your Twitter feed was this song you heard on the plane ride over, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind. How did that move you?
Just honestly, every now and then you need to hear something like that and have a lyric that just, A, reminds you like who you are and where you came from, and that's definitely a place of being humble but also proud of, you know, things you accomplish. And, yeah, I very much... You know, that song, you know, spoke to me and, you know, made me remember, but also made me proud that, that, I have been able to keep that humbleness and really enjoy the little things and the people around me. So,
well, John Schuster, congratulations. We're all so proud of you. Great for the state of Minnesota, great for the nation. Men's curling team taking gold at the 2018 Olympics, and Team Schuster on to a fabulous press tour. And thanks so much for making time for our little radio station, WTIP, here. Really appreciates your voice, and a lot of curling fans up in this neck of the woods. Super proud of you, John. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, you too.